Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim along with you here for another version of The Good Stuff, brought to you in part by the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Out of Valentine, Nebraska, they welcome you to visit them here in God's own cow country. That's right, there's more cows than there are people. That means wide open spaces for you to enjoy the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, the National Wildlife Refuge, McKelvey National Forest, the Bowery and Sandhills Historical Ranch, and many, many more. Check it out. Visit valentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not fancy. They're not trying to show off, but they do have solid information. They always focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. This is the trade magazine you need. Check Tri-State Livestock News out online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Do you know Isaac the hypochondriac? You maybe don't.
No, but I think you're going to introduce me.
Isaac is one of the world's greatest hypochondriacs.
Okay.
One day he went to see Dr. Myers and said he was worried. And the doctor said, well, what can I do to help? Isaac said, doctor, you must help me. And Dr. Myers said calmly, how can I do that, Isaac? Do you remember those voices in my head that I've been complaining about, says Isaac? Yes, of course, replies Dr. Myers. Well, says Isaac, they've suddenly gone away. So, what's the problem then? Asked Dr. Myers. Isaac replied, I think I'm going deaf. It was short.
As we all collectively laugh about that. Very good. Very good. Hey, Bob Jansen from over at Crookston sent something to us. Again, thank you so much, Bob, for thinking of us. This is written by Marianne Baum. Every minute someone leaves this world behind, age has nothing to do with it. We are all in the line without knowing it. We never know how many people are before us. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line. We cannot avoid the line. So while we wait in line, make moments count. Make priorities. Make the time. Make your gifts known. Make a nobody feel like a somebody. Make your voice heard. Make the small things big. Make someone smile. Make the change. Make love. Make up. Make peace. Make sure to tell your people they are loved. Make sure to have no regrets. Make sure you are ready. Again, Bob Jansen sent that in from over at Crookston, Nebraska. Marianne Baum wrote it.
Here's some Mother's Dictionary, and this is from The Connection back in about 2007. Definition of bottle feeding, an opportunity for daddy to get up at 2 a.m. as well.
Yeah.
Drooling, how teething babies wash their chins. A dumb waiter, one who asks if the kids would care to have dessert. About the definition of family planning, the art of spacing your children the proper distance apart to keep you on the edge of financial disaster.
Very good plan.
And Mother's Dictionary, full name, what you call your child when you're mad at them. And Mother's Dictionary for grandparents, the people who think your children are wonderful, even though they're sure that you're not raising them right.
And hey, that's a very good point. I've got some really funny little pieces here, Mike. Okay, so a husband and wife are in the car driving along, and the husband's driving, the wife is riding, and the wife is on the cell phone. She looks to her husband, and she says, it's the guy behind us. He says his horn is broken.
Oh, sure.
Here's another really funny one. On the first day of her vacation, my coworker fell and broke her leg. As the doctor examined her, she moaned, why couldn't this have happened on my last day of skiing? He looked up. This is your last day of skiing. Oh, we better finish up with another one before we have to get on out of here. Watch what you say to Sherry. A notice in our building's newsletter stated, if you see any bugs, call Sherry and ask to have your name placed on the extermination list.
Ooh, yeah, be careful. Maybe you don't want to be on that particular list.
I don't think so.
You could be on our list by contacting us at kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. We love to hear from the listeners out there in our area. And maybe someday you send us something and we can use it right here on The Good Stuff.